All right, wild card line, you're on the air with Bonnie Rantham. Hi.
Okay, and I'm on a cell phone. I know you hate that.
Where are you?
I'm calling from, if it's okay, I'll just give a general area, the Omaha area.
Okay.
Because I'm also a police officer, so I've missed quite a bit of the show tonight. So,
I see.
And that's why I don't want to say exactly where, in case one of my supervisors is listening.
Ooh, okay.
Bonnie, what if there is a some sort of attack from Iraq and we attack back, and you brought up the cascading effect, what possibility do you see that cascading out of control if we do use these new thermo type bombs?
I don't think that we would see a cascade effect in those situations. You really see a cascading effect where you're going into countries, not our country, but some other countries like India and Pakistan, or China and Russia, attacking each other. What do they call that? The bear and the dragon.
Yeah, you know, or again, in the Middle East. Now, you've got to consider a possibility, Bonnie, that
Israel. Yeah.
There's always Israel, and if we were to move heavily against Iraq, there's no guarantee that Israel would not be attacked by any number of countries.
Right.
And then the cascading effect, I suppose, all goes right back into place.
Goes right back into play. Although I think we're looking at a World War II situation rather than a World War III. Again, not the end of the world, nuclear destruction, but more like a massive war. Not a good scenario anyway, but not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Let's try and squeeze one more in. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Bonnie Rantham. Hi.
This is me?
That's you.
Hey, this is Ramadan here on Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
I wanted to ask her about the the Tesla thing. You think that was a good metaphor? What you said, the hand of God. Do you think that God may be having a hand in all this? You think there might be a lot of synchronicity to all this?
I'm a Christian. I believe God's looking over me at all times, and I pray very hard all the time. So I'm hoping he's looking out for us.
That metaphor you used, when the streaks were coming over the Arctic Circle toward us, the hand of God.
The hand of God.
Why call it the hand of God?
We created these weapons, and then in this scenario, they were being used against us to destroy us. It just seemed like an appropriate symbol, the hand of God.
Yes. Yes, I guess. Your books are available nationwide. Your two books, Earthquake Games and Ground Zero, I assume in bookstores generally across America, certainly on Amazon.com, where they almost, well, they give real good deals.
Yeah.
So, listen, what can I say? Thank you so very much for being here tonight. You've lived up to everything that I hoped that you would be.
Thanks so much, Art. It was great.
Let's do it again sometime, all right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Always wanted to interview somebody like Bonnie. Oh, my. This one will give you nightmares for a while. I know it will me. From the high desert, just across from Area 51, the real high desert, I'm Art Bell. Good night.